You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
And my friends, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. Great to be with you today. We are talking all about, guess what? Your book is not a business card, and we are talking about income stream number 16, which is all about conferences. So listen, we are in a pandemic world right now, and a lot of people are saying, what in the world, conferences? And here's what I know. A lot of people are saying, you bet. In fact, some of my friends are at a conference right now, a big time conference. So today we're going to chat about how you can do book-based conferences. I'd love for you to share this with someone, tag an author, because we are going to be helping authors today, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers. We call it ACEs here at Igniting Souls Publishing Agency. We talk all about how to create multiple influence, impact, and income streams around your book. And so Elise, what is up, my friend? Great to see you. Michael from Montreal. Lots of people jumping in. Great to have you with us. So here's what I know, folks. I did my first book-based conference over a decade ago, and it was called the Your Secret Name Conference. And you guessed it. It was around your secret name. Now, a lot of times we overcomplicate things. We say, you know what? Gee, how do I build a whole conference around my book? Is anyone thinking that? Listen, it's not as difficult as it might seem. Think about water for a moment. Water can be experienced in many, many versions. It can be experienced as ice, steam, of course, water, liquid, you get what I'm saying. But even with liquid, it can be in a glass, it can be in a bottle, it can be in a pool. I mean, there are many, many containers for that life-giving source. Water. It's the same thing with your book. Your book can be expressed in the form of a membership site, in the form of a workshop, in the form of a conference. In fact, next week on September 30th, Michael, if you can drop in a link, carrieoberbrunner.com/18book, we have hundreds and hundreds of you coming to the party. In fact, our team is meeting tomorrow, our marketing team, all around how much extra goodies can we create? How much extra party favors can we give? And let me tell you what, I just saw the list. There are some incredible party favors, no purchase necessary. So we're going to give you some fantastic tools, and it's really going to help you take your business and career and even life to the next level. So make sure you sign up for that free ticket to the launch party next week. In addition to that, I'm going to be bringing on some special guests. I'm actually going to be bringing on some of our authors who've created book-based products. So you might say, oh, that's nice, Carrie. You've been doing this for a long, long time. What about someone who just released their book? You're going to meet someone who's done over 20 city tours based around her book. So she really created a movement based around her book. I haven't even asked her to come yet. So all I did, if you're an Igniting Souls tribe member, I did a video yesterday and I said, hey, who wants to be highlighted? And already, boom, 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 lots of authors are saying, I've created a course, I've created a workshop, I've created a seminar, I've created a membership site, I've done coaching, consulting. Folks, this is what we teach. And in my opinion, look, you know, we're getting better. I mean, there's always room for improvement. But that is what we're known in the industry, how to turn a book into 18 streams of income, write, publish, market that book the right way and turn it into 18 streams of income. In fact, it's so encouraging, folks, when you get a referral. Today in my inbox, there were several great influencers who said, hey, meet Igniting Souls Publishing Agency. They're the best at what they do. So thanks for your confidence. We are definitely improving. Look, when you create a product or service, you can always be better. You know what I'm saying? So We are passionate about that. And Travis is here. In fact, I just sent Travis a client this week. Is that true, Travis? Go ahead and type in yes if that's true. In other words, Travis has book-based coaching. You catch that? So Travis is using one of our income streams that we suggest, which is book-based coaching. And see, look at, boom, right there. Yes, indeed. In other words, I try to think about our clients and say, who do I know who can serve someone? I get a lead, I get a contact, and someone says, can you do this, Carrie? And I say, no, I can't, but let me introduce you to one of our authors. So I love to do that. I did that for Travis this week, not because I'm such a great guy, but I'll tell you what, because he is clear. Let me say that again. When I was thinking this week about people, I thought Travis, the guy who says we're all like fireflies, the guy who says words create worlds. You see what I'm talking about? Folks, this is what I'm talking about. Why can I refer someone? Because they're clear, because they're consistent. You've heard me say this before. Your book is like a radio channel, right? A radio station. And if people jump on that radio station and they hear rap, country, opera, they get confused. But if they turn on that station, and listen, I'm saying this for myself, you know, to stay disciplined, to stay consistent, that's tough, okay? That takes grit. And I'm proud of Travis. I'm proud of other people that are being clear and consistent. And you know what? I'm working on it too. So here's what we're going to talk about today, the conference. Folks, if you do not have a ticket to the Igniting Souls Conference, I'm just going to say, what's up? Literally, this conference is designed with you in mind. This conference is, in my opinion, the only conference that I know of that is a conference, a world-class conference for world changers, specifically how to help people get clarity on their purpose, their identity, their direction, help them clarify their message, get that message out. You're going to be hearing from incredible experts. Now, listen, this year is not based on a book. So many, many times I do book-based conferences. So I was talking about Your Secret Name. Then we had a Deeper Path conference. And then we had a conference based around day job to dream job. Then we had a conference based around Elixir. Then we had a conference last year based around Unhackable. I could have, you know, we did have a conference based around Show Up, Filled Up. So check that out. Even before I wrote the book, I was already thinking, oh my gosh, this is a theme. This is a concept. So folks, you don't have to write the book first, then do a conference. You can switch it up. You could actually say, I'm going to pick a theme for a conference, research, develop it. And then from that conference is going to come a book. Is that cool or what? Some of you might say, you know what, I'm going to build a conference and I'm going to have the speakers know going in that their talk is going to become part of a chapter in a book. I mean, you could literally do this. You could literally create a conference and then from that conference, develop a book made up of many different authors that were the different speakers. You see what I'm talking about? This is powerful. Or you could say, you know what, let's get a bunch of different authors together. Let's write a book and then we'll turn it into a conference. Folks, we live in an exciting, exciting world. So now let's get into some details, which is, hey, how do you turn your book into a conference? Well, first of all, use the branding. Folks, this is where I say, you know what? Use the branding. Don't write a book called Your Secret Name and then call the conference How to Find Your Identity. Okay? That could be the subtitle of the conference, Your Secret Name Conference, How to Find Your True Identity. That's fine as a tagline, but do not confuse your audience. If you're going to create a conference, name it. Name it after that book. So for example, we have the Igniting Souls Conference every year, but we pick a theme. And so this year's theme is Deeper, Not Wider. And on the branding, we put Deeper, Not Wider, and we use the same images. It's just like if you're a Verizon customer. If you're a Verizon customer and you go to that Verizon store in Portland and it's a different logo, and then you go to that Verizon store in Chicago and it's a different logo, you're going to be confused. You're going to say, is that the same store? Will I get the same customer service? Will I get the same core values? This is where you want to say, you know what? If your book is the main business, then your conference should be a sub-brand. You get what I'm saying? It should be part of that business. It shouldn't be different. It should be part of it. Okay? So there's many examples of this, folks. I could go into the entrepreneurial space and say, this book, this conference, this book. But I would say, number one, use the branding. And then I would say, you know what? Don't assume, this is very important, don't assume that everyone who attends your conference has read the book. Did you catch that? Because there are many people who will be brought by friends, brought by spouses, this type of thing, and colleagues. You don't want to just assume, hey, all right, let's get into the details, because you're all familiar. This is a strategy. This is very much like screenplay writing, where if someone, let's say the Hunger Games 2, Hunger Games 2, the movie has to be done in such a way that it doesn't bore the people who've already seen Hunger Games 1. But at the same point, it doesn't confuse the people who've never seen Hunger Games 1. Does that make sense? You have to be, it's the same thing that a preacher does on a Sunday service. You have people in there who don't even know what the Bible is. You have people in there who don't even know what it means to follow God. And you have other people that have been sitting there for the 20 years of their life, maybe 40, maybe 60. So it's the same thing a speaker has to do, where they have to not bore the people that have been there a long time, but not be over the head of the new people. And so there's inclusive language you can use. Like, what do I mean by that? You can say, hey, you know, back in the church world, hey, if you're new to, this is what Pastor Rick would always say. Hey, if you're new to God's word, I want you to realize that the Bible is broken down into two parts, the Old Testament, the New Testament. You know, if you're new to the Hunger Games, what they do is when they introduce certain terms, Lord of the Rings, certain phrases, certain characters, they give enough foreshadowing and they give enough backstory that it keeps the viewer entertained and engaged. So for example, there's a scene that when Gandalf dies in Lord of the Rings, Gandalf the Grey, he just disappears, right? He goes down this pit, and we don't see any more of him. But they keep bringing the story back throughout the different films so that we understand the context. Back in the day, how many of you saw Batman back in the day? Or some of these half-hour TV shows before they had TiVo? What they would do is they would always end the scene at this dangerous part, and then they would have a commercial break. But then just because they knew you might have forgotten what the scene was about, they stepped it back about 5 seconds so you could get into the mood again. Does this make sense? And so when you think about it, when you have your conference, you're kind of doing that. You're kind of setting up the scene so that people remember, oh yeah, that's right, that was in the book. Or if they don't know what the book's about, they can still get the awareness about that. You could break down your conference into days. Your days could become your parts of your book. For example, most times when I write a book, I write a nonfiction book, and it's broken down into like three parts. So day job to dream job, prison, plan, payoff. If I had a three-day conference, I could have day one, prison, how we're stuck in our day jobs. Day two, I could do plan, and that could be all about the 10 steps to get out of your day job. And then the third day could be payoff, your dream job. Or I could say, you know what? I'm going to have 10 sessions over 2 days, but only session one is the introduction, which is prison. Then I'm going to do all the other sessions deep, deep, deep on the plan, which is the solution, which is the bulk of the book. And then I'm going to do the final session as the send off. And that's going to be payoff. So folks, I want you to realize you can absolutely break down your conference to fit the theme of your book. Another thing I could have done is I could say, you know what, rather than me be the speaker at each session at the conference, I'm going to go out and find my friends, which is that this is true. This is what I did. Back with the Dream Job conference, I honestly believe that that was the conference where I picked different friends of mine to say, okay, you're really good at this topic, so I want you to speak on this topic from the book. And they might say, well, Carrie, you wrote the chapter. I might say, you know what, but that is your thing. Like that little chapter, vlogging, V-L-O-G-G-I-N-G, Amy Landino, that is your passion. So I could go out and find that speaker to speak on that topic. All right. So these are thoughts. If you have any questions, go ahead and type in. People are talking about adoption, which is awesome. Huge need. Travis is saying, you're getting my thinking going. My conference, we are all fireflies. Day one, awakening. Day two, wonder. Day three, expectancy. Now he's got it. You see this, folks? You can absolutely do this. In fact, next time you do a book launch, you could even wrap your conference into the launch. You could say, hey, listen, for everybody that gets 10 books, you're going to get a virtual ticket. Or you might say, you know what, get your book and get your conference ticket at the same time. So you can bundle these things. All these streams of income, you can bundle. You can do two, you can do four, you can do eight. You can decide to do some together at your launch. All I'm saying is September 30th, do not miss that launch party. A, you're going to see things in real time. You're going to see a demo of how I do things. B, I'm telling you folks, this book was written as a labor of love. It really was. This is not the book where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to spend 6 months marketing this thing. This is me saying, you know what? There's a conference that I'm planning with the rest of the team. There's a lot of stuff going on, but you know what? People need help. Authors need help. Authors are asking for ideas. They're asking for a plan. They're asking for templates. And the team and I, great team that we have. Wow. Aaron Casey, the editing, Chrissy, the project manager, Debbie, the cover designer, Tina helped with editing. We had beta readers. I want to thank the leadership team. Josh, Amanda, and Brenda had some great feedback. Oh my gosh, great feedback on that book. So they kind of said, hey man, you got to think about this and this and maybe take out that. And it's just been good. So this is really a group project. In fact, I dedicated it to the Ethos clients, our Done For You clients. And I dedicated it to the Author Academy Elite authors, the Done With You. And so if you are saying, Carrie, I need help with publishing, Michael, drop in. Yeah, Travis, tag Erin, tell her I'm talking about her. She's awesome. But if you can drop in the ignitingsouls.com/apply, we want to get everybody the help they need. So folks, let me just tell you what, at the conference, I'm spending, if you have a VIP ticket, you need to get a VIP ticket. If you already got a ticket, you need to upgrade. Here's why. The first day, the pre-con day, I'm taking everyone who's in the pre-con day, virtual and in person, VIP tickets on a deep dive on how to write, publish, and market mini books the right way. I mean, we're going deep. I'm going to take you into my spreadsheet where I literally map out my book. I do this in a way where I can talk out the book. I'm actually going to be on an exercise bike when I do this. It's going to be a little bit woo, a little bit crazy, but we're giving everyone who attends VIP day, ISBN numbers, barcodes. You're going to have a chance to kind of have this menu of services where you might be like, hey, I want to launch. Hey, I want Amazon ads. Hey, I want Amazon SEO. We're going to take you deep into some good things. Okay. So I really want you to be there. Again, every conference that we do has been different the last 11 years. And if you need anything else, folks, reach out. Otherwise, big time announcement. We have not done an author webinar. I want to say in over 6 months. Okay. Cause we've been focusing on some other things. But I want you to know that I'm going to do a very updated version. You might have seen our webinars over the last 7 years. Over 250,000 people have seen these. It's awesome. Thank you for helping the team. Michael, Tanisha, Ricky, Kiera, Tribe Support, everyone. I'm telling you, folks, the ISPA team is fantastic. And they've helped over 250,000 authors on these webinars. Well, anyway, we have a very special webinar. In fact, it's I'm going to give you the link. It's authoracademyelite.com. It's a brand spanking new webinar where I'm going to show some updated things. So I'm actually like redoing my slide deck. Some of it'll be the same if you've seen one before. But authoracademyelite.com/18webinar. Okay, we already have several hundred people that have signed up. We're running a little bit. We're running some ads. There's going to be, you know, some new people there. But new people, old people. If you're in the tribe, I got a big announcement for you. So I'll announce that later in the tribe. But anyway, take care, everybody. Be a soul on fire. Super proud of all you're doing. Get your book out there in as many streams of income as you can. I'll tell you why. Because then you can do what you love with more time. And that's something powerful when you can do that. When you can devote more time to doing what you love. Okay? Take care, everybody. We'll see you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.